For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. A local nonprofit called the Hospitality Hub helps Memphis's homeless with services like counseling, job placement, sometimes just a cup of coffee. Now there are plans to expand that mission, and both Memphis and Shelby County want to put some money behind it. WKNO's Katie Reardon says that hospitality could soon include a place to stay.
Chandria Anderson is emptying trash cans on Main Street.
We move really fast, like me and her.
She makes $50 a day on most weekends through a Hospitality Hub work program. She's been homeless on and off for years.
You know, I was staying in my storage room. I was staying in hospital bathroom.
Like Anderson, most of the 9 women working alongside her have needed emergency shelter at some point. Many have also struggled to find it. Anderson's now living with her sister, but remembers the challenges of uncertain times.
It's a depressing feeling to watch people go to their houses and you're just sitting there and you don't know where you're gonna sleep at.
A scarcity of resources for homeless women is one reason the Hospitality Hub wants to undertake a $5.5 million expansion downtown, including a 32-bed emergency women's shelter.
We see who's homeless. We see who keeps coming back for help.
The Hub's director, Kelsey Johnson, says that women make up nearly 40% of Memphis's homeless population, but have access to less than 10% of local shelter beds.
This past year, right there on the mall, right there near Federal Plaza, you know, a woman froze to death. And the city was outraged, but I see it every single year. I have female clients who are raped, murdered.
Unlike other shelters, the Hospitality Hub won't have barriers to entry, such as fees, age limits for children, or check-in time constraints. The idea has support from both the City of Memphis and the County Commission. Each has proposed more than $1 million in funding over the next 3 years. But not everyone thinks more shelters represent the best use of public funding.
In a city with the problems we have, something like this sounds like a godsend, and it will be to a small amount of people.
That's Brad Watkins of the Mid-South Peace and Justice Center. He says government funding could make a bigger impact through long-term housing programs.
For that same amount of money, we can provide permanent supportive housing for 4 times that many people.
Rhodes College professor Ari Eisenberg, who's writing a book about homelessness in America, says multiple solutions are necessary.
It really can't be one or the other.
She's talking about permanent housing assistance versus temporary shelter. For now, the city and county are throwing their support toward the Hospitality Hub's model. Given Memphis's chronically homeless population, Eisenberg says it's still a move in the right direction for local government.
Shelters and other services that Hospitality Hub provides are going to remain really crucial.
Meanwhile, Johnson, the Hub's director, says the ultimate solution to the problem isn't just about housing. The proposed hub expansion would reflect the organization's holistic approach. It'll include a large outdoor plaza where people can rest, safely store belongings, get job support, or even earn some money working at an on-site car wash.
Everything we're doing is so that people who are experiencing homelessness can interact with someone who's trying to help them stop experiencing homelessness.
And for some, he says, that begins with offering them a place to sleep at night. For WKNO News, I'm Katie Reardon.